This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Coming up at the top of the hour, Miss Anne is standing by with our national news, and we'll have today's entertainment news. But right now, it is time for some laughter and some fun. It's Monday, so you know what that means. Here with church complaints, Reverend Motown.
We're already here. Thank you so much.
Amen to that.
We gather on this glorious Monday, ready to barbaculate.
Barbaculate.
Yes, sir. Barbaculate and re-efficate what the things that are going on in a congregation habituary as we move forward. Habituary. That's like, you know, where they stay.
Habituary.
Boy, you better preach now.
Habit.
Come on, Deacon. Right.
Speaking of preaching, the congregation is upset. They are worried about this. You've been preaching for 90 seconds on Zoom, and they are concerned that you are just not studying. What is it that all your sermons have turned into just 90 seconds?
Pandemic. The global pandemic requires my attention on so many levels that all we have time for is 90-second word.
Really?
If you don't hear me in 90 seconds, why would I stay there 90 minutes?
I don't know.
Okay. Hello.
It almost made sense, but it don't make sense.
Well, how long you need to be told you going to hell? How long did that take?
What in the world?
If you don't do this.
That's what we're here for.
All right. Moving along. Speaking of the pandemic, we got three of our choir members, Bertha, Berta, and Bernadette. They have formed a new gospel group called the Covenettes, and they would like the church to fund their first single. The Covenettes.
Well, the reason they chose the name Covenette is because they're paranoid and they always have on their mask. And nobody's going to support this muffle-ass thing.
How does that sound, Pastor?
Boom, boom, boom. Ain't nobody got no money for that deal. They're not gonna take it. The Covenettes ain't gonna take their mask off. We can't fund that.
Not the Covenettes.
The Covenettes.
Can I hear the Covenettes again? One more song by the Covenettes.
Whoa, we'll find me, whoop. Whoa, whoop, what? Whoa, whoa, we. Where we
You jamming, though.
Boy, that's the cut.
All right, Pastor, let's keep it moving here. We got a problem. Sister Laura Banks got a Pfizer shot, Pfizer shot, got one Moderna shot, and then also got one Johnson shot. She got three shots in total, and now for some reason, she's barking in the night and can't stop and got all the dogs up in their neighborhood. She wants you to come and lay hands on her and pray for her, but I don't know if you can help her or not.
I'm not going nowhere near her. I don't know what she got. Who told her to take all three vaccines? You're supposed to take two doses per one. Johnson was the only one. She done had a Moderna and Pfizer. She done probably developed a whole new strand of COVID.
Johnson and Johnson is just one shot. She got too
many. Now she over there. She ain't got COVID. She got the vaccination disease.
Overdoing it.
And we don't even know what that is yet.
Shirley, you're cracking up. You're so silly.
This is so stupid.
Yeah.
Sing it, COVID choir. Vaccination.
That's the COVID
situation. Vaccination.
Okay. Could you have one of the Covenants introduce the group? I'd like to hear that. I'd like to hear that sound. Like.
Yeah. Thank you all for having us here today. We are here to come into. We want to sing A and B and C and D condition. We're going to be singing along. We're giving on. We are so. Ooh, the mask is hot.
I got one more. I like to hear one of the Covenants do an altar call. Let me hear what that sounds. Come on now.
Won't you come? We're waiting for you. There's room at the front. Make room for everybody. Come on up down to the front. Be healed. Turn your life over to Christ. We believe that if you say this simple prayer,
you're going to have to take that mask.
I got one more.
Have to take that mask.
At a funeral, doing a funeral. Give me one. Give me here.
Are you crying under there?
You don't die. Come back, Roger.
All right. Okay. I have one. They're asking for you, Pastor. There is a versus. The blind boys of Alabama want to verse the five blind boys of Mississippi. They want to do a versus, and they want you to host it. So that's your call.
Well, we can have it, but we don't have to pick a location. All we got to do is tell them they're there.
You're so
okay. And all we're going to be doing is singing songs that relate to them.
Quartets.
I can see clearly now the rain is gone. I can see all those obstacles in my way. Here's their favorite hit. I heard it through the grapevine. I'm about to lose my mind. You know, they like heard it through the grapevine.
I have one more song that I'd be singing, Steve.
Go.
I'm looking for a love. I'm looking for a love.
And I'm looking over here. I'm looking over there. Yeah. I'm searching somewhere. I'm looking everywhere. I'm looking for a love. Whoa, baby.
This is the verses, Blind Boys of Alabama versus the five blind boys of Mississippi. That's what this is, the verses.
Y'all so silly.
The look.
You're listening to the Steve Harvey Morning Show.